Hello, I am Willow Bradovich, your host, and welcome to the CJDS radio station, where hearts and minds soar.
Hi, I am Emerson Vandenberg, your co-host. This is our third radio show, and our focus for this show is about what our school has accomplished and what we will do in the future. Today's show is sponsored by the Schur family.
In just a second, we will play Happy by Pharrell Williams, and following that, we will have an exclusive interview with our principal, Rabbi Meir Moss.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care. By the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news.
Pleasure to be here.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about the past, present, and future of our school.
Wonderful.
What inspired you to create this school 24 years ago?
Well, Amelia, I had worked with children when I was a rabbinical student, and I had also have a mom who is a preschool teacher, a dad who is a teacher, and both of my sisters are teachers. So So I was always interested in education. And when I moved to South Carolina, there seemed to be a need for a preschool, and I was happy to start one.
Are you happy with the way the school is turning out?
I am. It's been a great journey over the last 24 years. We started with just 12 children who were two-year-olds, and now, as you know, we have close to 160 children, infants through the fifth grade. And what makes me happy is to see that the children are loved, are cared for, and are all learning.
What do you think makes our school different from other schools?
I think there's a few differences. One is that all of the teachers first care for the children as humans. So we look at each child as a person, not just as someone that needs to be taught, but someone that needs to be loved. And then the method we teach, which is an inquiry-based method, hands-on learning, is very unique, plus, of course, the Jewish education we provide.
Maura Shandel worked here?
Maura Shandel had been a teacher for 4 years prior to coming to the Jewish Day School, and she definitely wanted to teach and was thrilled to have the opportunity to work with young children. So now she's taught for over 30 years, and she definitely loves it.
What changes do you see for the school's future?
Well, I'm really excited for the new building. The new building will house all the children from infants through kindergarten, and the current building will be renovated so the classrooms are much bigger. So I'm just excited that the children will have more space in their classrooms, they'll have bathrooms in their classrooms, and I think that it will serve the children better, and that is always my primary interest. I think that we will grow and add to the learning. I would like to see more Jewish events happening with this. I would like to see the children having more experiences in the wooded area and outside. But I think we're at a great place, and I just want to get even better.
I wish I could be here to see that.
Well, I'm hoping that you're going to come back and visit many, many times.
And hopefully I will.
Excellent.
You mentioned keep the Israeli culture. What do you mean by that?
That's a really good question. Well, I think that, obviously, Mora Vered does a great job teaching Hebrew, Mora Devorah and Mora Shandel do a great job teaching Judaism, and I'm really proud that many of the general studies teachers are adding Jewish points into their classroom. So if Ms. Kim's studying social studies, she might say, and this is what the Jewish community was doing at that time. So I'd like to see further integration where we bring the Jewish ideals and values into the other classes. And we've started on that, and I'd like to see us continue.
There's also an Israeli dance club. Will you be keeping that?
I think so. I think everything that we can do to broaden the children's understanding of Israel and the Israeli culture and society is a great thing. So I'd love to see more Israeli dance, more connections with the land of Israel. And I would hope that every child leaves our school feeling an ambassador of the Jewish people and an ambassador of the country of Israel.
That's wonderful. Thank you for coming to our studio today. And I hope that everything you planned goes well.
Thank you, Amelia. You're very kind. And I wish you the best of luck in middle school and can't wait to see how it all goes for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Next up, we will have Maya Davis with a report on the Palmetto Lifeline Trust.
Hi, this is Maya. Today I'm reporting on the Soaring Hearts Club. They raised $160 from making and selling bracelets. With the money, they bought two flocks of chickens and a sheep for Heifer International. This month, the Soaring Hearts Club is helping Palmetto Lifeline, which is a no-kill shelter for dogs and cats. Karen Diaz is an employee who is coming to speak and bringing a dog. But until then, we are asking everyone in the school to bring in some items that Palmetto Lifeline needs. The items we are collecting are AA and AAA batteries, tall kitchen bags, Ziploc bags, and Blue Dawn dish detergent. This is Maya signing off. Next, Abel will be in the studio for part two of How It's Made, Dreamcatchers. In the last episode, Ava told you some of the history behind Dreamcatchers and what you will need to build them. So go grab those items and get ready.
Ava will teach us how to make a Dreamcatcher.
My name is Ava, and you're listening to How It's Made. Last episode, I told you about the history of the Dreamcatcher and the supplies, so I hope you're ready. First, you need your base and string. Tie the string on the base and weave the string however you want. Once you've done tie it off with some access string. On the access string, add some beads or anything. Then cut three strings and add anything to them, such as beads or seashells, and tie them on. Now your dream picture is done. This is Ava on how it's made.
Cutler Jewish Day School, we have been doing five paragraph essays on Martin Luther King Jr. In a second, Maya Davis and Mikhail Jeffcoat will read us their paragraph on Martin Luther King Jr.
On August 28, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech in front of the Washington Monument. He gave his speech after the March on Washington. He wanted to change people's perspective about black people. On August 28, 1963, King gave his famous speech in Washington. About 250,000 people were present at the speech. It was close to 75.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Even though most of the people in the crowd were black, there were also many white people who attended the speech. People were packed between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. His speech lasted for 17 minutes. His words changed people's lives. One of the best lines from his I Have a Dream speech is, "No, no, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream." Another inspiring line that King said in his I Have a Dream speech is, "I have a dream that my four children will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." I like how he delivered his speech. When he said an inspirational line, he would pause and let the crowd clap and cheer. Even at one point in the speech, he put his lines down and spoke from the heart. He often raised his voice when he said something inspiring. He also had a strong use of repetition. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech was extraordinary. It was said in a way that is indescribable. To me, his quotes meant something. He talked about how the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence supported liberty and justice he was fighting so hard to achieve. Martin Luther King changed lives and perspectives.
I'm so excited for Martin Luther King Day, not just because we have the day off, but also because it's the day where we honor Martin Luther King Jr. for playing an important role in civil rights, giving speeches, and creating a family to carry on his legacy. Have you ever thought how much courage it took to go up and give a speech in front of 250,000 people with the risk of going to jail or, even worse, getting shot? I would have passed out if I had to do that. And he did it all in front of the Lincoln Memorial. I think after all he had been through, he was not scared, because he was fighting for the sake of equality for the whole race. King played a big role in the world. He gave speeches like "I Have a Dream" and promoted rallies that fought back from racism. He was even a part of the civil rights movement. Even though there is still racism, he brought us closer to equality in the world. But while this was happening, what about Martin Luther King's family? His wife was Coretta Scott King. His children are Martin Luther King III, Dexter Scott King, Yolanda King, and Bernice King. And finally, Martin Luther King's parents are Alberta Williams King and Martin Luther King Sr. Even though some of these individuals have died, they all helped support the cause in some way. Now, we all know Martin Luther King Day isn't just a day off. It's a time to honor Martin Luther King for his family, his speeches, and his role in American history.
We will have Benny Stilton with a review on your new Star Wars movie.
Hello, this is Benjamin Stilton. I will be talking about Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens. Star Wars The Force Awakens is the seventh movie in the Star Wars franchise. The plot of the movie is that Rey and Finn are trying to find Luke Skywalker to help them defeat the First Order, but the First Order is also trying to find Skywalker so that they can kill him. The movie was released on December 18th of 2015. The movie was the highest-grossing movie of 2015 and is the third highest-grossing movie of all time. I saw the new Star Wars movie a few weeks ago with my mom and dad. We watched it at the Columbia Regal. I didn't know if I was going to like it or not. Although I did like it, not as much as I hoped, because it was too much like the fourth movie. Storylines were so similar. For example, both of the movies had planned as a giant Death Star, and both started on a desert planet. Despite my disappointment, I still had a great time with my parents. This is Benjamin Stupman.
In a moment, we will have a skit with Sarah, Ava, Amelia, and Carrie. Four girls went walking in the woods one day during recess. That's an island. Let's go on it. The only flaw in your plan is that we can't cross.
Look, there is some wood. What should we do with this?
That's it. Get the wood. Make a bridge.
Whatever.
Let's board. It's so beautiful.
It would be better if there were sparkly unicorns over there and over there.
Oh, forget it. Everywhere.
Okay.
What's thinking and now we're trapped.
Let's go exploring. At a time like this, now we're probably going to die.
Calm down. We're not probably going to die. We're definitely going to die.
Aw, fox babies. Look, so cute.
They're not called fox babies. They're called kits, but they are seeds.
No, Amelia.
And I won't touch them, but...
Ring ding 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 ding. Ring ding ding ding.
Death fighters, it's time to come in.
Time to go in.
No, stay in. We have to go inside. We still don't know where we are, how we're gonna get out of here.
Where did Anna go?
Where did Anna go?
I'm right here.
Where did you go?
I just jumped over the fence while you guys were flash mobbing. Got the wood and made a bridge, so now you guys can cross.
Ava, save us all! Ava, save us all! Ava, save us all! Ava, save us all!
Go! The truth is off. You would not believe what just happened.
Whoa, whoa, Carrie. Let's talk about it inside.
What does the fox say?
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Digging holes, tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that? What does the fox say? What the fox say? What the fuck say?
we are going to have Calvin Brown tell us about the city project that the fifth grade is making in our math class.
Hi, I'm Calvin Brown. Here at CJDS, we have lots of projects. I'll tell you about one of our projects that we're almost done with. In Miss Jenny's class, we made a city using a scale of 1 centimeter equals 5 feet. We are each assigned 7 buildings. Miss Jenny gave us either a list of dimensions for the building in centimeters, or she gave us volume with a certain amount of cubic centimeters. We had to calculate the dimension. We made buildings shaped into rectangular prisms, octahedrons, pyramids, cylinders, and other shapes. We have a lot of ideas for names, but I like Hogsmeade best. In the city, we have a big river with a bridge, a basketball court, a soccer field, and several pools and fountains. In total, there are 84 buildings. We coded all buildings onto 15 big papers, which contained grass, parking lots, and roads. And then we mounted the big papers on the wall on the hallway. The finished city is huge. It is 7 feet tall and over 9 feet long. We learned about measuring with rulers, protractors, and a compass to draw circles. We learned to calculate area, volume, lots of irregular and regular shapes. My favorite part was all to be extremely awesome math.
Thank you, Calvin, for that information on the project in Miss Jenny's class. Next, we will have Sarah with Big Questions for Little Kids.
Hi, this is Sarah, here with another segment on Big Questions for Little Kids. I am here with our first guest on Big Questions for Little Kids, and her name is?
Langley.
How old are you?
5.
So, what are you learning about right now?
Cats.
You like cats?
Yes.
Yeah, why do you like cats?
Because they have big whiskers. Long whiskers.
If you could create your own world, what would be on it?
Lions.
You like lions? What would it be named?
I don't know.
Okay, so do you think we live on Earth, Mars, or Venus?
Earth.
Good job. If you could have any superpower in the whole entire world, like what superpower would you have? Would you like to be invisible? Would you like to fly?
Fly.
You want to fly? Why would you like to fly?
I don't know.
Okay, so thank you, Langley, for coming and letting me ask you a few questions. I am back with our second guest. What's your name?
Briar.
Okay, so now I'm here with Briar. How old are you?
4 and a half.
Okay, so what superpower would you like to have?
Invisible.
Why would you like to be invisible?
Because then no one could see me.
And then sneak up on people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you could create a world that's your own, what would be on it?
A cheetah.
A cheetah? So there would be only cheetahs on the whole entire world?
Mm-hmm.
What would you name it?
Cheetah World.
Cheetah World. Funny. What are you learning about now?
Wild cat.
What's your favorite kind of wild cat? Cheetah?
Cheetah.
Why do you like them?
Because they are the only cats that are skinny and can run fast and can't put their claws in and out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're the only cats that can't do that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, so thank you, Greer, for coming and letting me ask you a few questions. And last, but certainly not least, I am here with...
Zara.
You're Zara?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
1 and a half. My birthday's on the same.
So that's... What are you learning about right now?
A cat.
Cat?
House cat.
House cat? What kind of cat would you have if you could have?
House cat. But
what
my
color
dad's allergic to them. If I had one, I would live somewhere else because he's allergic.
What color would it be?
Black.
Black? Okay, so if you could create your own world, what would be on it? Do you have anything?
House cat.
House cat? You really like cat? What would you name it?
The House Cat World.
So if you could have any superpower in the whole entire world, what would it be?
Fairy, but I'm already a fairy. My world would be getting lots of real experience that really flapping makes me fly for real.
So thank you, Zara, for letting me ask you a couple questions about your favorite thing.
Thank you, Sarah, for coming in. Coming up next is Elliot Scher with his book review on Aragon.
Hello, my name is Elliot Scher, and I'm going to give you a book review. Aragon is an action and adventure-filled book in the Inheritance Cycle series by Christopher Paolini that inspired me to write my own book. Aragon is about dragons and their riders trying to destroy the King of Evil. My favorite character is the dragon named Saphira because she has telepathic powers so she can talk to Aragon without speaking. And I like that because no one else can hear them talking, and that is a benefit because the evil people cannot hear them communicating. Aragon is the boy who found Saphira, and when she chose him as her rider, Aragon's life changed forever. Read the book to see if Aragon defeats the king or the king continues to rule the land.
Thank you, Elliot, for showing us your amazing book. Coming up, we will have Mikhail Jeffcoat with a story of how he started learning in Morgarth's class.
Hi, my name is Mikhail Jeffcoat, and this is a story of my experience when I first went to Hebrew class. When I first went to Morgarth's Hebrew class, by the way, Mor means teacher, I was nervous because the kids in my class all knew how to speak Hebrew extremely well, and Morgarth only speaks Hebrew in her class. I was afraid that if she called on me to answer a question, I would not be able to answer it. When we started talking, I did not understand a word they were saying, so I was positively lost. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't understand. It was so bad that sometimes I would just say kin, which means yes, I understand, because I was scared to say no. When she gave us a writing assignment, I would act like I was writing, even though my paper was as blank as a zebra with no stripes. It was a long second grade year. In the third grade, I completed many projects in Hebrew. I did the water cycle, the life of a tree, and a project about my life. But the one thing that did not change is I was still afraid of my own teacher. I knew she has a collection of heads on a wall. I started to learn more Hebrew because I began asking questions. I wrote in my assignment book daily, and I kept a Hebrew dictionary. In fourth grade, after 2 years of Hebrew homework and practice, I was really good, but keep in mind, I was still scared of my teacher. We did a project about Israel. All of us picked a place in Israel we wanted to learn about, and she wanted us to finish the project over the summer. I was not looking forward to that. I picked Tiberias, but I picked it by accident. I did not know what the question was or what they were saying, so she asked me something about the places in Israel, and I said Tiberias. I thought she was saying, what was your favorite? Wait, I just realized I did my homework completely wrong. There were more than 20 questions that I still needed to answer. I thought I was going to die. I was able to catch up and finish, thankfully. In fifth grade, I have become less scared of my teacher, but still terrified. I have learned so much Hebrew over the years. Not too long ago, we did a Hanukkah show. Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday. Right now, we are doing another Israel project. It is actually really interesting. This is a story about a kid, sort of like me, who also has to learn Hebrew. The last few years have been like a roller coaster. Scary, but fun at the same time.
And for those of you who don't speak Hebrew, that means thank you, Amor Vered, for being the best teacher in the world.
This is the station where hearts and minds soar. Shalom, which means bye in Hebrew.
Now we will have a word with our sponsors.
Hello, my name is Elliot Scher. This radio show was sponsored by the Scher family. This school was a turning point in my life. DJDS is full of friends and kindness. My parents have sent me to this school for 8 years, and every year I learned something new and made more friends. Some of my favorite memories were when I made my first friend in Miss Becky's 4-year-old's class. His name is Emerson Vandenberg. He is still in my class now. Also, We researched and wrote our 20th century radio show together, and I walked across the stage with a fake boombox in my hand. And when we did the Hanukkah show, I played the part of a girl with a multicolored wig and giant sunglasses. And also, there was the City Project, where we made our buildings in math class. My memories of elementary school will be there, even when my classmates and I are past college. This school is amazing. And if there were middle school grades at CJDS, I would continue my education here. Here is something my father said about CJDS. The Cutler Jewish Day School has been a wonderful experience for our family. My children are challenged by their teachers and the staff to be the best students they can. This means so much more than just receiving good grades. The teachers help the students be lifelong learners. The wooded area behind the school provides some of the greatest stories that the kids share with us. We love CJDS. The Schur family is proud to sponsor this radio show episode.
Welcome to the Poets Corner. We are about to hear a few poems from the upper elementary class.
Blue is the color of the sea when the sunshine hits it just right. Blue is the sky on a cloudless day, rain rolling down the windowsill. If you're quiet, you can hear the sound of blue. Carrie Reddy, age 10.
Hi, my name is Naya, and I'll be reading my poem called Blue Love. Leaping, landing, running for shelter underneath their car. Peering out shyly, then bending low and hiding from me and my family. My father tried to coax her out with dog food. Me peering at her with wide eyes. Us all waiting to meet her for the first time.
Hello, my name is Aza Nyberg, and I will be reading you my poem called Raking Away. Falling, hitting the ground, rain, breaking away, looking out of the window, dying, falling, rain, breaking away. Oh, I wish that I could go outside, in the sunlight, play again. Oh, how much I wish upon the shooting stars.
My name is Hannah, and I will be reading you my poem called Baby. Like a fresh apple, shiny and smooth. Like a fish, slippery and wet. Like a cherry pie, warm and yummy. Like a panda, soft and cuddly. A sweet ball of love, a baby.
Thank you, CJDS family, for listening in. And a big thanks to our sponsors, the Schurs, who have made this show possible. We will end the show with Changes by David Bowie. May he rest in peace.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild in the dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man. But never leave the stream of warm permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them.
to blow up on out of it. That time may change me.